Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
For Prestige Jayco, time to talk all things Tigers. Ivan Marich, Richmond development and ruck coach, good enough to join us on K-Rock Footy. Ivan, Tom King, Ben Casanilia and Lee Brown with you on a Friday night. Firstly, can you give us a weather update from Metricon Stadium?
Oh, g'day. How's it going? Yeah, it's blue skies over here. I couldn't tell you the exact number, but it's probably around 20 to 23 degrees, just guessing.
Fantastic.
You sound like a weatherman, Ivan, already.
Do
just
I?
Just guessing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big opportunity for your football club, but it takes on a different look tonight. Now, Marby or Chol out of the side, which puts a bit more pressure back on Toby Nankervis. Is it Nathan Broad that's going to provide the support? They were some of the reports during the week about who's going to provide Toby with the backup in the ruck tonight.
Yeah, we've got Broady in the team who's done that sort of job before. He's done it really well, in my opinion, and I think he can support Toby in the ruck. Yeah, but we've also got like a few other options as well. So, you know, Noel Volta's played in the ruck before, and so has David Asprey. So, yeah, well, Toby will do the majority of the work, but the other guys will probably share it in some way.
If anybody was disappointed, Ivan Soldo's season finished with the knee injury. That's you, obviously, with the link to Ivan. Can you give us an update on how he's going? Has he had the surgery and has the rehab started for him as he looks ahead to, well, potentially maybe 2022 if he can't get back next year?
Yeah, it's look, footy's cruel at times and it can be fantastic at other times. But yeah, Ivan is having a surgery next week. He had to wait for his medial ligament to heal before he could have his ACL operated on. So look, he's a super diligent guy when it comes to his preparation and rehabilitation, probably one of the best I've actually ever seen. So yeah, he's doing pretty well considering all the circumstances.
Ivan, what was the most disappointing aspect of last week?
That we still could have won and we played pretty poorly. So and like, you know, just, I don't know, what was it, 13 or 14 points, you know, it's a couple of kicks. So yeah, look, I think that was there's a bit of a tease, but look, maybe we needed it. We don't know. We'll find out tonight how well we've learned from it. And, yeah, hopefully we can really play some good footy.
How's your mullet survived the hub?
I'm short and sharp these days. I've matured. I've, you know, in my 30s now, so I can't walk around like a with long hair and a mullet. So, yeah.
Have you got license to sort of critique players' hairdos, or given where you've come from, do you sort of just have to stay away from doing that?
No, I love it. I love seeing it back. I think it's it should never go away, and I think it's a great haircut. Yeah.
Well, who's got the best mullet in the game at the minute? Who takes your eye when you're watching the footy? You think, geez, I'd love, look at that thing. That's just extraordinary.
I think is it Duggan at West Coast that halfway arc, and he's the best, like in terms of style and all that. Yeah,
there's a family living in that. You realise it's that lush.
Yeah, it is very luscious.
For Prestige Jayco, speaking with Ivan Marich, he's Lee Brown.
Ivan, thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight. You touched on last week that it was disappointing, but you're still in the game. So how much time do you spend reviewing that before bouncing into this week and what the opportunity presents against St Kilda tonight?
Yeah, I think you want to just... you know what it's like, Lee. You need him. You can't hold on to wins, the highs of wins and the lows of losses for too long. Like, you need to review them with honesty and look at things you did well and what things you need to improve on, and then start looking at the opposition, you know, later in the week. So, yeah, we do most weeks, reviewed it and, moved on.
So if there was one thing from last week that you'd like to go well tonight that you reviewed, what would it be?
Yeah, D1, that pressure, sorry. Yeah, just like at the ball carrier, putting pressure on him and, just smashing in. And that's something we've done really well for the last few years. And when we play our best footy, that's what we're doing. So that'd be
Ivan,
it.
Ivan, you obviously, Marby or Chol, we mentioned out of the side, but Jake Arts has made every post a winner this year, but unfortunately he's just got squeezed at the wrong time.
Yeah, he's a great player. Boys love playing with him. He's great guy for our culture off the field. It's unfortunate, you know, that he got squeezed out. Yeah, it's cruel. Like I mentioned that before about Vivian Soldo's injury. Footy's cruel at times. But look, he's proven to everyone that he's a quality AFL player, and we're going to see more of Jake Arts in the future, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. Avam, really appreciate your time. Good to catch up with you again. Massive game for your footy club. Obviously a spot in the preliminary final against Port Adelaide next Friday night. We wish you the best of luck. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate the time you've given me.
All get the mullet back.
Thanks, Avan. Good to talk. Good luck tonight. Avan Maric joining us.
He's just got off the phone. Who the hell was I just talking to? And why did he continue to create interest around my ex-mullet? Prestige Jaco pre-game interview.